I deliver this statement on behalf of my ambassador, who expresses his utmost regret for missing this August session. Vice President of the Trade and Development Board, Her Excellency Madam Heidi Schroederer-Fox, Secretary General of the UNCTAD, Madam Rebecca Greenspan, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Least Developed Countries Group, it is my honor to deliver this statement, and we associate with this statement delivered by G77 and China and African Group. At the outset, LDC Group thanks Finland for hosting annual LDC's Future Forum. We appreciate UNCTAD Secretariat for the background note on UNCTAD contribution to the implementation of the Doha Program of Action for the Least Developed Countries, and also thank Secretary General Madam Greenspan and Mr. Akiwumi for their insightful opening remarks. The group thanks UNCTAD for the continuous support to the LDCs and other vulnerable economies. The implementation of the Doha Program of Action began under extremely challenging global economic conditions and worsening climate impacts, slowing economic activities, high cost of food and energy, and tightening international financial conditions. The importance of the Doha Program of Action's implementation is important for assisting the speedy recovery, building better resilience, and reducing vulnerability to ongoing and emerging shocks to the LDCs. The group welcomes the Secretariat's report in the context of the Bridgetown Covenant, which calls on UNCTAD to strengthen its special focus on the trade and development needs of the LDCs across all areas of its mandate. Madam Vice President, the group recognizes the importance of LDC's Report 2023, the Economic Development in Africa Report 2023, and other flagship publications in providing policy guidance for addressing critical challenges. The continuous focus on poverty, inequality, and trade is appreciable. The group recognizes the UNCTAD's work on preparing vulnerability profiles for Cambodia, the Comoros, Djibouti, Senegal, and Zambia to be considered by the Committee for Development Policy of ECOSOC and the support in policy dialogues at national validation workshops. The enhanced vulnerability profiles contain valuable insights and policy guidance for LDCs on their path to graduation. The group appreciates the ongoing program of work and support to the LDC group at the WTO, which is enhancing capacity of delegates to formulate positions and negotiate in key issues. The group welcomes the work by UNCTAD to boost the productive capacities in LDCs and other developing economies. As the DPOA recognizes, productive capacities are essential for inclusive and sustainable development. Madam Vice President, the DPOA in Para 123 calls for each LDCs to undertake a national productive capacities gap assessment to achieving the SDGs. The group takes note of the productive capacities gap assessments done for Cambodia, Comoros, Djibouti, and Senegal, also the holistic programs prepared for Zambia and advanced work on Ethiopia and Malawi during the reporting period. The work helps put together a comprehensive policy and institutional roadmap, setting a strong foundation for cooperation and development policymaking. We appreciate UNCTAD for the delivery of the European Union UNCTAD Joint Program for Angola Train for Trade Second. The group recognizes the robust program of UNCTAD technical support to the LDCs, including in priority areas such as leveraging digital technologies and innovative financing, combating illicit financial flows, training in trading services, supporting national strategies for the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area, facilitating transit, transport and trade, addressing climate change and environmental degradations, and continued support to the recovery from the pandemic. Madam Vice President, the group is gravely concerned that the UNCTAD's capacity to respond to the request for technical assistance for LDCs and indeed other vulnerable groups is constrained by available financial and human resources. The funding gap for technical cooperation continues to grow. It is difficult to imagine how it will be able to respond to the growing number of requests for technical assistance without additional resources. The LDC group calls on development partners to make multi-year contributions to the UNCTAD Trust Fund for LDCs, which is crucial to ensure continuity in existing activities and to respond to the request for technical cooperation from LDCs. The group acknowledges the significant contributions of donors in supporting the implementation of the DPOA for the least developed countries. In line with this, we would like to stress the importance of meeting Sustainable Development Goal Target 17.2, which calls on developed nations to fulfill their commitments to ODA. This includes the long-standing goal for many developed countries to allocate 0.7% of GNI as ODA to all developing nations, with 0.15 to 0.20% specifically directed towards LDCs. Furthermore, ODA providers are encouraged to consider aiming for a minimum contribution of 0.20% of GNI as ODA for LDCs to better support their development needs. Paragraph 308 of DPOA mandates UNCTAD to address challenges faced by LDCs to contribute to the implementation of the DPOA and underlines the UNCTAD to maintain its capacity to that end. With reference to this mandate and to the paragraph 9 of the agreed conclusion on item number 3 of the 88th session of the Working Party on the Program Plan and Program Performance of UNCTAD, LDC's group also requests UNCTAD Secretariat to explore accessing new funding sources pertaining to the DPOA for its activities supporting LDCs. The LDC's group also requests UNCTAD Secretariat to work primarily on productive capacity of LDCs and to enhance its collaborations with OSRLLS in wide range of activities, including the formulations of resolutions. Finally, we thank all the groups and member states for their goodwill and support to the LDC's group and for their valuable statements today. I thank you, Madam Vice President.